From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In Spain, a funeral today for the seven intelligence agents killed last weekend in an ambush in Iraq. The ceremony was held in a tent at the headquarters of Spain's National Intelligence Agency. The government declared a day of mourning, but the killings are leading many Spaniards to question once again their nation's involvement in Iraq. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
The funeral was shown live on television, but the pallbearers walked with their backs to the camera. They, too, are intelligence agents, and their identities had to be kept secret. As they carried the caskets, a eulogist read out the names of their dead colleagues.
Don José Carlos Rodríguez, Don José Lucas, Don Alfonso Vega, Don Luis Ignacio...
King Juan Carlos and Queen Sofia sat in the front row as a priest said a blessing.
En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amén.
Afterward, the monarchs decorated the victims with posthumous medals. Also present were the leaders of political parties, government ministers, the head of the National Intelligence Agency, and the Prime Minister, José María Aznar. Several hours later, Aznar was standing before Parliament. He said it would be a mistake to bring Spanish forces home now.
Sería ceder a su chantaje. La seguridad de todos, los de aquí y los de allí.
It would fortify the power and the strategy of the terrorists, he said. It would be giving in to their blackmail. Our departure now, he added, would be their triumph. Aznar said the intelligence agents were there to provide security for the 1,300 Spanish soldiers patrolling a southern sector of Iraq. But he also said they were carrying out counterintelligence tasks and liaising with other intelligence services in the region. The Prime Minister said the agents had done a praiseworthy job, and he expected their replacements would do just as well. Yesterday, after being briefed by the only survivor of the ambush, Defense Minister Federico Trillo said the victims had gone down fighting. He suspected an Iraqi double agent had betrayed the team to Saddam loyalists. Jesus Nunez is director of the Institute of Studies on Conflicts and Humanitarian Action in Madrid, and he's a retired infantry commander. He thinks the defense minister's scenario is far-fetched.
We don't need to imagine that this was a premeditated target trying to plan the attack just some weeks ago with double agents and so on. Of course, theoretically, this could be possible in these circumstances and in any others.
But in this case, Nunez suspects the defense minister is embellishing the story to suggest there was little the military could have done to avoid the attack. At a cafe in the stylish Madrid neighborhood of Chueca, lawyer Ignacio Mancino was having a beer before lunch. He thinks the attack could have been avoided if Spain had simply not gotten involved in what he considers to be U.S. aggression.
Si tú tiras una piedra, recibirás un golpe. Entonces es normal.
If you throw a stone, then you should expect to get hit back. So it's normal. What happened is normal, he said. Such opinions are widely shared in Spain. A recent poll showed 85% of people here think the war wasn't worth fighting, and the opposition is stepping up its calls for a return of Spanish troops as soon as possible. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.